Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Welcome back. We had a holiday weekend. I hope you had a great Memorial weekend. We were busy at my house, but it was all good. I visited family all weekend in different places here in the state of Missouri. I attended a fish fry. I'm not overly fond of fish, but it was really good. It really was good. I attended a fish fry that was to unite some of us cousins, and that was on my daddy's side of the family. There wasn't a lot of talk about politics, which I was thankful for, but there was mention of what I do. One cousin by marriage is a huge fan of the show, and he insisted on taking a pic of me with me, not because he wanted a picture of just that with me. He wanted to rub it in the face of some of his relatives on his side of the family because they are what he termed liberals. Another cousin, he's the son of my daddy's brother. Now, all those are gone. All my aunts and uncles and my dad, they're all gone. So we're trying to at least stay in touch with cousins. Well, my brother was kidding him about being a Hillary fan. And I looked at him and I said, really? And he admitted that he was, and I took the conversation no further. But I know my cousin. He's hardworking, a Vietnam vet, served two runs there in Vietnam. And I also remember his daddy was a staunch Democrat. And my daddy was a Republican, but not staunch. And I couldn't help but wonder, is it just because Daddy was a Democrat? Why do you believe what you believe? And what is it you truly stand for? And that's kind of my topic for today's show. Memorial weekend is more than a picnic. It's more than that first kickoff for spring. But how many of us truly take the time to think about what brought this holiday to be? We've studied the history of the holiday before, where it was Decoration Day, and it started in the South as the ladies, the moms, were trying to unite a nation. And they decorated the graves of both the gray and the blue, trying to unite a country. So, what do you believe about freedom? What do you believe about independence? Do we believe that government should take care of us? I never believe that it's an accident when I stumble across an article that is actually leaning in the same direction as my thinking. I didn't see any huge breaking news this morning, and maybe there was some, but I didn't see it. But I did stumble onto two articles that are addressing what's happening in our nation, and it kind of went the direction of what's on my mind and my heart this morning. We are a nation that seems to be divided, and I believe we are divided, but I also believe that we have more in common than not. I believe we lack the want to figure it out, to analyze our own thoughts and beliefs. Why are we Democrat? Why are we Republican? Why are we liberal? Why are we conservatives? What is it we believe? Last week, we talked about socialism versus a republic. But it isn't just the Democrat Party that leans to socialism these days, which is government control. We see this same mindset in the Republican Party, which is so-called conservative. I have a good friend that, unfortunately, like Hillary, cannot accept the defeat of the election. She has a hate that drives her, her hate of President Donald Trump. But she's not a Democrat. She's a Republican, but was and is a huge supporter of Marco Rubio and continues to defend him at every turn. I have to ask myself why. I'm not going to ask her. I know from past conversations she had more in common with Donald Trump's direction and positions than with others in the Republican Party. But the hate and the lack of acceptance of defeat, and they continue to fuel her animosity towards others, including friends, who refuse to hate the man who is now president. So what topic in politics drives you in government? What policies are of your concern? What is it that will make you vote or support a candidate one way or another? And I bring you back again to the useful idiots, which we've talked about so many times here. It is a guide for government control, for socialism, communism. People buy into the government programs and they fail to realize how controlling these programs and entitlements are to their lives. What is it you think is important in politics today? I think we all know something is vitally wrong, but are any of us willing to back up the truck and turn this rig around, meaning rigged politics, to bring America home? What is it that drives you? What is it that makes your mind up on a candidate? I had an article here that I thought was, I'm not going to share the entire thing with you. He's written a book. Everybody's written a book. Both of these articles, these people have written a book or started something. This is Selena Zito, Z-I-T-O, and Brad Todd. They've written a book, The Great Revolt, Inside the Populist Coalition Reshaping American Politics. Reshaping America's politics. They talk about the populist movement that apparently got Donald Trump elected president. What was it that drove you, whatever or whoever you voted for that day? Even if you voted for Hillary, why? Why did you vote for Hillary? Do we have in America this opinion of politics that it really doesn't matter who we vote for? It really doesn't matter because the policies are going to be what they are? Or do we actually look to some degree at the policies or the opinions of who's running for whatever office it is, be it president, senator, governor, representative, county commissioner, county sheriff, your alderman, your city council, regardless of what that position is, do you look into it as to what they are going to do for you or your community or your state? He talks in this particular article, it's an interview, batting back and forth, so it's a little hard to share that, but he talks about when it started. It started before Donald Trump. What is it that you stand for in politics in America or government? I don't like the word politics, but it is what it is. We're going into a break. I have a story of a young woman that I found inspiring, and I'm always queuing in on these because of the book I'm getting ready to write. I'm going to start that this week. I'm going to really get down to it and get started. I'm going to have to. Everybody writes a book. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need We the People educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I get on to the articles that I was going to share, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Neil from Missouri. He's going to let us know what motivates him. Neil, how are you doing today?
No, I'm doing all right.
Good.
Getting ready for court tomorrow, so.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, there's always problems. But,
there is, isn't there?
What I discovered was, years ago, that I kept asking the question, why? Mm. We're talking 40 years ago. Why am I having these problems? And what's going on? Why didn't the military work out? Why didn't business work out? What's going on here, you know? And I discovered that what I already knew, I just didn't understand, that there's a set of laws in the Bible. They're fixed, immutable, and eternal. All right? Every single problem I had was a direct result of violation of one or more of those laws. There's 470 of them in there. Okay, I know the Jews claim there's 613, but they include sacrificial ordinances, priestly ordinances,
right.
Things
mm-hmm.
that weren't actually ever law, and they also duplicate some of them. So
okay.
Anyway, when you boil it down, you got 470. So I started looking around. Every problem, national, it doesn't matter if it's federal, state, local, every problem that everybody has is a direct result of violation of one or more of those laws of God. And sometimes it's not our own violation. Sometimes it's, like the Bible says, fathers that caused the problem. Like when they wiped out the bison in this country. Okay? That's a direct violation of God's conservation laws. And the result? We now eat unhealthy beef, you know, that's got all kinds of stuff pumped into it. And it's a lot as compared to just go, you know, shoot a bison once in a while when you need one, which we could have done because at the time there was, and at that time, we had over twice the number of bison in this country as we have domestic cattle today. So if you sit down, first of all, you sit down with a list of those laws, and then you start looking at your personal problems, and you'll find the same thing I found. Every single one of them relates to a violation of one or more of those laws of God. So what motivates me now, what I spend my time doing, is making sure I'm always in compliance with those laws. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to have problems.
Right.
But when you do, you take a look at the law and say, what does the law say I should do about this problem? Like, you got a problem with a neighbor. Do you shoot him? No, not right off the bat.
It should be the first decision.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, if he's coming at you with a gun or a knife or something like that,
right,
take him out. But otherwise, take a look at the law. What's the law say you do? Okay? And that's how you have to deal with people, and that's how you have to deal with situations. And if you know the law, then you have a standard of right and wrong that you can use to live your life.
Mm. You're absolutely right. And we see, I think that's one reason we see this falling away from God or this denying, this lack of acknowledgement of God in this nation, because they don't want. They don't want to be answering to Him, to the higher power. And
they don't really have a choice.
Yeah, they don't. Whether they
one way or the other,
they may get by with it here for a time, but eventually it will come to fruition that they will have to answer for their deeds. Indeed. Thank you, Neil, for reminding us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I actually was thinking about putting that in there because we know that that should be our first thought. Is how do these policies, whether they're government or whatever, or laws, how do they line up with God and with God's laws? And I think we don't, and Neil's absolutely right, that's where we have to start. And it isn't always us. Sometimes it's someone else, but sometimes it is us. Well, going back to this particular article, and I won't stay on it very long, because like I said, it's kind of hard to share a conversation with you, which is what this is. It's an interview, so it's got the question and then the answer from one of these authors. But they said it went back that they started talking about what was going on in 2006. And they said that was when they had first met. And trying to understand this disruptive force that was starting to build among the conservatives. And that's not just the Republicans, they said, but independents and Democrats as well. So what would make someone like my cousin that I know has values, of hard-working values? I know he believes in God. I know some of the things about his history. I don't know everything that he wants. Maybe he believes in all these entitlements and government control. I don't think he does. So why would he just be staunch Democrat regardless of who's running? And the same thing for the Republicans. I don't believe in being staunch anything other than for God. Why would you do that? Because you know that man can fail you. So why would you be, I'm going to vote this way regardless because that's what I am. It's kind of like I'm Catholic because I was raised Catholic. I'm Baptist because mom and grandma were Baptist. Or whatever the case may be, Methodist, whatever the case may be. Do we ever do the work ourselves to study where it is and what it is that we believe, be it politics or our faith? So they said they saw this coming, but mainly, he said, because as a reporter, I live in Pittsburgh. And now he's jumped forward to 2016. He said, so I spend my time outside the Beltway. And I saw the evidence of this, he said, in 2016, really beginning with the April Pennsylvania primary. He says how Trump just steamrolled through my state and created an enthusiasm that I have never seen among Republican primary voters. He says, I remember right before the night of the primary election going to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, which is massive, he said. I went there, and there was 25,000 people inside. There's at least 10,000 to 15,000 outside. Now, I remember thinking, he said, wow, this is April in Pennsylvania. Something's happening here. Something was happening. And he goes on, and they talk about a lot of things in this particular article. And like I said, he's written a book. I'm not selling his book. I'm just saying he's written a book. But you and I saw things happening. We saw it with the Tea Party back in the day, and that might have been back in 2006, what he was referring to. They were sick and tired. They were just as angry with the Republican Party as they were the Democrat Party. You know, it's not about the parties. It's about we the people. Regardless of your gender or your color of your skin or how tall or how short or how fat or how skinny or where you live, what your occupation is, it's about we the people. The Republic. And they don't say that a lot. Now, I'll tell you what. In the last 2 weeks, some of these talking heads on TV, I don't know if they've been listening to CSC Talk Radio or who they've been listening to, but they've stopped saying democracy and they've started saying republic. And that was the first one I heard do it was Sean Hannity. And the second one I heard do it was Lou Dobbs. It's a republic. But we've lost it. And we've lost it because we got lazy. We can't blame the politicians. We're the ones who elect them. Yes, they're corrupt and they're doing evil things right now, but we're the ones that put them there and keep putting them there. So we have to take the blame. So what is it? What is it that drives you to vote for one party or the other, or for one candidate or the other? What is it? Well, I have a story here of a young woman. I've got some other things here I do want to share today. And she made a turnabout. She said she voted for President Barack Obama 2 times. Basically, what she says is, I voted for him because he was a Democrat. I was a Democrat. Mom said I was a Democrat. And she's got a tremendous story to tell. And we've got some other things we're going to share. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. What is it that you stand for in government or politics here in the United States of America? What is important to you? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to the phone before we go on to this article that I wanted to share with you. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today? Good to hear from you.
Well, I'm still getting by, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm still getting by, too. And that's a good thing, you know.
It is?
Yeah.
It is. Considering the alternative, it's a good thing. Yeah. Same as people complaining about getting old, but I say it's better than the alternative.
That's right. That's right. We had a lot of that complaining when I went to meet with all my cousins this weekend. You know, some of them are getting old.
Well, sorry to say I'm doing a lot of that myself.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Okay.
But anyway, first I wanted to say that I'm really glad that people write books because I have learned quite a few things that have helped me make my life a lot better from books.
That is, yeah, it is a good thing.
Glad that people write books.
You're right.
Yeah. And as far as beliefs, okay, why do you believe what you believe? What I especially like to talk about is why I used to believe in socialism and why I don't now. And that's when I was young, I really liked socialism. I really supported socialism. I was into all the left-wing progressive causes. I believed in them all. And then I started practicing yoga. And this made me feel a lot stronger. I had a lot more energy. My mind thought a lot clearer. And I started feeling like, And I started feeling like, no, I don't want socialism because the attraction of socialism to me before had been that I felt kind of weak and incompetent and confused and not very well able to take care of myself and not very well able to accomplish anything in the world. And so I liked the idea of the government giving me security and taking care of me. Whereas when I felt stronger and able to think more clearly and more energy from practicing yoga, I started to get ambitious to think, to see, what can I do? You know, what enterprise can I start? What work can I do? How can I do something? How can I accomplish something worthwhile in this world? You know, I felt more capable of standing on my own 2 feet and making my way in the world and, you know, look and wanting to go into the adventure of freedom and free enterprise and taking advantage of my opportunities rather than, you know, feeling like I was kind of weak and incompetent and wanted the government to guarantee me security and take care of me. Mm-hmm. So I think that socialism is kind of built on human decline and degradation and functioning at kind of what you might call suboptimum condition. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that socialism is getting so much more popular now, I think, is because the lifestyle has got kind of so unhealthy and the schools have dumbed people down so much that so many people don't feel all that competent to accomplish something worthwhile in the world and to stand on their own 2 feet and to take care of themselves and not only take care of themselves, but take care of other people if possible. You know, that's what a strong and healthy, intelligent person wants to do. They want to accomplish something outstanding that by which they can take care of themselves and also contribute to other people and help take care of other people. Mm-hmm. Whereas somebody that feels kind of weak and incompetent, they'll think, well, I want security. I want somebody stronger than me. You know, somebody that's like a parent, benevolent parent to me to guarantee me security and take care of me. And so I think that socialism that way is kind of built on the decline and degradation of the condition of people, and that if people will do something to make themselves healthier, stronger, more intelligent, you know, bring themselves back more towards optimum condition, whenever a person does that, I think then that socialism will become less and less attractive and that they'll like the free enterprise system more and more and more. And I think that's why that the country was started, you know, more on the free enterprise system, why the earlier Americans liked the free enterprise system so much more, because they had like a very healthy, vigorous outdoor lifestyle out there in the country, and then and they went hunting and they had farms and so on like that. And that made them feel strong and capable and self-reliant and so on like that and ambitious to see what they could accomplish. Whereas now, you know, people don't have so much that kind of a healthy background. And so that socialism has become so much more attractive
and
to so many
ones,
other.
And the ones who push it are perfectly mm-hmm. happy to control those who feel weaker or who have bought into, well, that's what the government's job is to take care of me, you know, and they should fix this problem over here that aggravates me, or they should do this over there that aggravates me or that causes this or that. So the ones that are pushing it, they're perfectly happy to control those who, well, as the article calls them, useful idiots, and I don't like to necessarily call them idiots, but we are. I mean, when we accept things that we know are going to take our rights and our liberties away and our independence, and we don't seem to understand what being independent is, you know, it's, you know, we are kind of falling into their plots and their plans to control our lives.
And even in the way they talk about the relationship of the people in the government, you know, they'll say they've got it backwards, but not all that many people object to it. You know, they'll talk like they think the government is the benevolent parent that's supposed to take care of the people who are the children, whereas really it's absolutely the other way around.
Right.
The people that do productive work, you know, the people that farm and do all the real productive, useful work, you know, they're more the adults, the parents, the mature people, the people that should guide and control the direction of society. And the government is just supposed to be like servants, you know, that they hire to do certain specific jobs, you know, it's like relating to foreign countries and so on like that for them.
Guarding borders.
But it should be that the people are the parents and the government, their creation is their children.
Right.
But so many people accept the idea that the government is like the parent and the people are like the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Seemed like there was, one more thing that I found it very useful to think is, the way that I found it especially useful to think now is try not to believe or disbelieve in anything, but just keep it straight, you know, in your mind. What is it that I do know? What is it that I don't know?
Right.
What does the evidence and the facts show to be true, and what seems likely to be true, and if you're speculating something, what seems likely to be true and what seems likely to not be true. And, you know, I try to avoid thinking in terms of I believe this, I don't believe that. No, I try to be clear on what I do and don't know and what the facts and the evidence show to be true.
I think that's absolutely correct. And the young girl that I'm going to share her thoughts on, it's exactly what she was saying. As she was raised a Democrat and told she was Democrat, and she voted for President Barack Obama twice because she was a Democrat. And then she got to looking into things and started questioning what she was being told. And that's what you're saying. And so I think that's what we all fail to do from time to time. And we need, you know, we kind of accept the gossip, so to speak, that goes around by the mainstream media. Yeah, or even Fox, instead of doing a little more research and stopping and thinking about it and kind of ponder this, hold it in your head and watch what happens next. And I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. This young woman, Antonia, I'm going to mess up her last name and I apologize for it. It's Okafor, O-K-A-F-O-R, Okafor. And she explains why she is a conservative. And she advocates for gun control, for gun rights. Now, she said she voted for President Barack Obama twice. And then she started thinking about what her values truly were, even her mother's values. And she started witnessing what was taking place, at least in the Democrat Party, in politics here in the United States, and what her values actually were. And she realized she was more of a conservative than she was a so-called liberal. I don't even like a party that says they're one thing or the other, because shouldn't we all be after the same thing? That's what's really troublesome, that the parties are not both seeking constitutionality. They only use the word constitution when it suits them. Them. Not when it suits you. So this young woman went to college, and in the interview, this is a lengthy thing because it's an interview, questions and answers. But in this, she talks about, and the interviewer mentions, and her name's Katrina Trinko, she mentions, well, you're the opposite of what happens. What we think happens is when everyone goes to college, they become liberals if they go there as independents or conservatives. And the young woman starts to explain exactly what happened with her. And it's really very interesting, and it's really, to me, very encouraging. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. What are the things that move you when you choose a candidate to vote for? What do you question in politics? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting
Walking Zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is an article, like I said, it's about a young woman named Antonia Okafor. And she is part of an organization that has started it's called Empowered. And it's a Second Amendment rights for women. Now, she, in her interview, says, "I grew up in a pretty traditional Democratic family." And that would be what my uncle was. I mean, they were Democrat through and through. He said, I remember when I was young, my mom telling me that if you could vote right now, you would vote for Bill Clinton. She says, I remember that. And I just thought I was a Democrat growing up, and then I went to college, and I realized I was actually taking public policy courses and realizing that the policies for the Democratic Party, I didn't actually believe in. Doing a lot more research, I realized that, you know what? My values that I grew up with, that actually coincidentally and ironically, the values my mother taught me, working very hard, education is an equalizer for everyone, that traditional family and the nuclear family is important to success, and having a faith in Jesus Christ is important to successful to be success as well. And just those tradition values alone really made me realize that I was in a party that did not reconcile with my values, and I needed to change, particularly with pro-life issues, but then later on, the pro-gun issue. Now, this is a beautiful young woman. She happens to be a black woman, young girl. Her values in the Democrat Party, and I would probably venture to say the values that my uncle had, they're not the values of the Democrat Party of today that claim to be socialists. But we get confused or we get fooled by these candidates running for office. Now, Bill Clinton was quite the talker. But when it came right down to his values, they weren't there. And now the Democrat Party, which is the party that boos God at their convention back in 2012, they really aren't the party that our parents or grandparents or whatever the case may be supported. But instead of questioning what direction they have gone, including the Republican Party now, okay, we're talking about the Democrat Party just because of this young woman here. The Republican Party, they may have something on their platform that looks all nice and good, but what they actually do is different. And we have seen that for sure with the current president, as they obstruct and block him just as much as the Democrat Party has. But this young woman, she started this group, I believe, if I understood the article correctly or the interview here, that she actually was part of the starting up of the Empowered, an organization devoted to the Second Amendment rights of women. And she claims the Second Amendment right for women was more important for women today than it ever was. She says, especially since I was a college student with all the crimes and the rapes that are going on the colleges, I needed something to defend myself. And pro-life. As a Christian, she believed in life. And, of course, the Democrat Party pushes abortion. She says, the only party that I believe that was really always consistently focused on those values was the Republican Party. Well, I don't think that they were always. I don't think they always are consistent. But she says, after 2012, I'm remembering voting for Barack Obama, even though I did not have a hard time. She said, I did have a hard time doing that, but realizing that I will never vote again against my values, and I would not vote for the Democrat Party because they weren't doing what was important in the instance of my values. She says, I think I was open because kind of like what's going on right now. I think it is worse to the degree because everybody's so anti-Trump. It's because the media is so focused on making Republicans look like racists and sexists and misogynists and horrible people. And she says, then I got to know a few of them, and they weren't. They were good people. But, you know, we can turn that around to our friends, to our cousins that claim to be Democrat. They're good people. I believe in you. I believe in we the people. And we the people, including me, make bad choices and decisions sometimes, or for the wrong reasons. And that's why my question to you today, we're going to run out of time here, is to challenge you to stop accepting everything you're told, including here on CSC Talk Radio, and start thinking about, why do I believe that? Why is that the way I'm voting? Go up and talk to these candidates if you can. In your small communities, you can take one to coffee or to lunch. Think about what's on the platform of these two parties. And then think about how they vote. The Republicans may have a nice platform, but how do these guys vote? What are the policies that they keep pushing? Right now, we've got Republicans pushing an amnesty policy. Pushing it, trying to sneak it in there. When the majority of Americans don't want that. But we keep getting told that the majority of the Americans do want that. No, big corporations and the Koch brothers want that. And the Chamber of Commerce wants that. This young woman is, to me, is exceptional because she stopped and started questioning what it is and why it is she's being told this or that and what is truly in her heart, how she was raised. You can't fight, you can't beat what she said, And having a faith in Jesus Christ is important to success as well. The family, we see the tearing down of the family in this nation, just breaking it up. We see the education is failing in this country. The more government gets a hold of it, the worse it becomes. We the people, the republic, keep saying that, the republic, we are the government. And if the government in D.C. is corrupt, it's our fault. We are the only ones that can drain that swamp. And it has to start at home. Question, question, question what you're being told. Research it. And then act on independence and freedom and on following God. And let's bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.